Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Early in the morning I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So it's as if we should start each day searching for God. And that is a key, I think, to spiritual life, to start off each day in the right gear. And certainly prayer every morning and every evening, quiet time with God. This is absolutely vital in the Christian life. And David in the Old Testament clearly had this idea. And he says that he feels he's in a dry and thirsty land in which there is no water, and he may literally have been in a desert. But I think spiritually that's also how it is, that there is no life, there is no water in this world. We're on a wilderness journey. We get baptized when we which is like going through the Red Sea, and then we've got to walk through the wilderness towards God's kingdom. There's a beautiful prophecy about Jesus in Isaiah 53 that says that Jesus was like a lovely green plant growing up in a dry land. That is, there was nothing around him which encouraged him to be spiritual. And it might be the same with us, that we likewise are not surrounded by an environment that's encouraging, because most people are not true believers. And yet we are to grow up likewise, even in this dry and thirsty land where there's no water. And God will help us to do that. He says, I long to see your power and your glory as I used to see you in the sanctuary. So he's on the run, maybe from Saul or Absalom, and he remembers how great it was going to the sanctuary, where he saw perhaps the glory of God over the most holy place. But it doesn't matter in the end if you are exiled from the sort of religious structure. God's presence is still there. Because your love is better than life, my lips will praise you. Better even than life itself is the simple fact that God loves me. And so I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. So we are to praise God whilst we are alive. Whilst we have life, we are to use this to praise God. My soul will be filled with fatness, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips when I remember you upon my bed and meditate upon you in the middle of the night. So this is what it looks like to be really a believer, that in the middle of the night, when you go to bed, when you lie in your bed, that you are thinking about God. Now, if we have filled our mind, our ears, our eyes with all stupid things, then we're going to think about them and chew those things over when we go to bed, when we lie down to sleep. This is why we should read the Bible daily, and not just read it daily, but we should be regularly thinking about God. Because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. Well, I've said that he was longing to be back in the sanctuary where there was the Ark of the Covenant and the wings of the cherubim that were over it. But he feels that he is there and that he actually lives underneath those wings of the cherubim. So he feels the holy presence of God with him wherever he is. My soul follows you. Your right hand holds me up. But those who seek my life to destroy it will go down into the lower parts of the earth. They will fall by the sword. They will be eaten by foxes. So the wages of sin is death. That's it. Okay, maybe resurrected, judged, but all the same, second death. It is death, not everlasting torment. But the king will rejoice in God. Each one who swears by God shall glory, but the mouths of those who speak lies will be stopped. So then, this is looking forward to how David is going to be in the kingdom, that at that day, those who are against him will die and die forever. But he says that he's going to glory in God and praise God forever. So this is the end point of our lives, that it's either being in the kingdom or staying dead forever. And if we really love God, we will love life and want to be in his kingdom forever.